The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. And lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm a friend.
Good day. The Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. If you die as an unbeliever, your spirit will live for a very long time as a disembodied ancestor spirit or demon. The Creator has said regarding unbelievers, "Why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist?" If you die as a believer without any form of relationship with the Creator, you will end up in the outer darkness, a cold, black, terrible place with weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Your teeth, the trash heap of heaven. Father has said concerning such believers, "Why would I want someone to be close to me in heaven, which inherently means I will give them great prestige and authority if they do not have a deep personal relationship with me and have not proven to me that they can be trusted in this life?" In stark contrast, if you make a real effort to seek relationship with the Almighty, rewards in the life to come are huge. A glorious resurrected body, great prestige, great authority, and a permanent close relationship with the Creator and with Yahushua, who you may mistakenly know as Jesus. To put this all in context, the Almighty has said, "I created human beings, this planet and this universe, for men and women to be my friends, my companions, to explore and learn and develop together. My greatest grief is that almost no person understands this, let alone seek such a relationship with me." Today's message is the essence of my message regarding prayer, part two. Overview of the broadcast. Over the years, I've written a significant amount regarding prayer and published significant lists of prayers as evidenced on the prayer webpage. Therefore, it seemed appropriate to consolidate all of these writings into one coherent document aligned with my present understanding, hence the document on which this broadcast is based. This is part two of this discussion. We will outline an approach if you disagree with me and with what is on the End Time Issue Ministries website. We will discuss why Yah could do much greater works thousands of years ago in terms of level of anointing and level of prayer. We will then look at the most important prayers, starting with judgment. We will then talk about prayers to be shown deception. Next, I will challenge you to seek to become a friend of Yah. We will then talk about prayers regarding drawing close to Father Yah. Next, we'll look at daily prayers, including prayers, many of which we pray very frequently. Finally, we will look at the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator. By way of introduction, who am I? James Robertson. I have a doctorate in engineering. I'm a retired military commander. I now work as a consultant and business manager. I have over 30 years' experience of actively seeking to draw close to the Almighty following a dramatic encounter with him on the 12th of March, 1993, when he spoke to me audibly in a locked room, and I knew for certain that he was real. I was confirmed in the Anglican Church at the age of about 13 and served as an altar boy for a number of years from the age of 19. Eventually, married to an unbeliever, I became disenchanted with the hypocrisy of the church and backslid to a point where I was not even sure the Almighty existed. In this backslidden state, I embarked on an adulterous affair, which when it ended left me desperate and suicidal. It was then that the Almighty spoke to me and I realized that my intellect had gotten me into a right mess. I chose to serve him faithfully for the rest of my life. In doing this, I applied my deep-seated aversion to failure, born out of an accident in early childhood, coupled to my engineering and military training of rigor and preventing failure, to my seeking of knowledge about Father. This journey led to numerous supernatural experiences, prayers answered, and clear communication with the Creator that forms the basis for what I teach in these programs. What is End Time Issue Ministries? It is the organizational vehicle for delivering my message through email articles, websites, this radio program, physical books, LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, SlideShare, and Twitter. What is this program? The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. It represents the essence of my message. See the website www.endtimeissueministries.org for more information. That's endtimeissueministries.org. See also www.relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. That's relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show on the top menu and podcasts on the drop-down for previous broadcasts, or search on Google for, quote, Relationship with Creator Radio. There's at least three or four podcast websites that have the back issues of these broadcasts. So tonight we're going to continue with 2022-06-03, the essence of my message regarding prayer, and this is part two, continuing the discussion of sensitivity and obedience. You have to go through servant to get to friend and confidant. It will likely take some years before Yah takes you into his confidence and asks your opinion and consults with you the way he did, for example, with Abram, Noah, Moshe, Moses, or Yahshua. And unless you really work at it, you're not very likely to get there. You do not get to become the friend of Yah by accident. You get there through commitment and hard work and laying down your life. If it's a really big thing, like sell everything, give it to the poor, and move to halfway around the world, then it's reasonable to do a bit of checking and ask for confirmation. But even then, there is a point at which Yah does not expect even such a decision to take you much time. When he tells you to raise your staff over the sea and tell it to open in front of millions of people, Yah does not want you to take 5 months of arguing and asking him for confirmation. He expects you to do it now, and if you got it wrong, take the risk of making a fool of yourself. But chances are you did hear him, because his ways are foolishness to the ordinary man, including almost all of those who claim to believe. So if you disagree with me and with what's on the End Time Issue Ministries website, if you disagree with what's on the website, taking account of the fact that particularly some of the older articles do contain error, and taking account of the fact that I may still have error I've not recognized, then you're welcome to let me know if you think I'm in error. But taking account that I've prayed most of the prayers presented in this broadcast and the following broadcast for over more than a decade, some for over two decades, and that I've been through all the sanctification processes I mentioned and others, and that I've fasted extensively, I ask you to understand that I will not pay much attention to what you have to say in disagreement with me unless you've gone through a similar cleansing process. Folks, the brutal truth, and I'm not trying to be rude to you, the brutal truth is that the world is full of error, full of demons. If you go on a series of fasts, if you pray, Father, judge me severely, correct me harshly, that I may serve you more perfectly. If you pray, Father, I ask you to lead me into all truth by your Spirit. Show me the level of my present deception and how to correct me. If you do all that sensitively for a period of some significant time, you will eventually get to a place where you are probably more or less on the mark. And at that point, I like to believe you'll agree with me. If you've done all that and you disagree with me, then we've got something to talk about. The world is full of error, folks. The church is full of error. The mosque is full of error. The synagogue is full of error. The temple is full of error. That's the brutal truth. So rather than dismissing me as a madman or heretic, rather than walking away and cutting me out of your life, rather than speaking ill of me, pray all the prayers contained in this article sincerely and regularly. Examine your life and clean it up comprehensively. go on at least one series of 7 3-day fasts at 7-day intervals. Walk the road you find yourself on after the fast for 6 months. And then if you still disagree with me, we can sit down and talk. I fully expect that if you do what I've outlined here, you will almost certainly agree with me on all the critical issues. And you'll be far closer to Yah than you've ever imagined possible. A high level of sanctification and hard work is required to come to a deep personal relationship with Yah and a clear understanding of what really is truth. Folks, this is so, so important. Getting close to Father in one way is very easy. He wants to be close to you. But to stay close to him, to really walk with him, takes commitment, it takes effort, it takes sacrifice. There are huge rewards in the life to come for living life right in this age. Recognize that there has to be a price for the huge rewards. Otherwise, everybody would be getting the huge rewards. There are only a limited number of high thrones in heaven. And you have the opportunity right now to make a choice and live your life for the rest of your life so that you qualify to sit on a high throne. That's what this message is about. I want you to seek to sit on a high throne. So then let's talk about why Yah could do much greater works thousands of years ago. This relates to level of anointing and level of prayer. Have you ever wondered why Yah does not perform the sort of mighty works he performed in the time of Noah, of Abram, of Moses, of Elijah, or Yeshua? The flood, the fire and brimstone from heaven, the parting of the Red Sea, the fire from heaven on a smaller scale, storms calmed, continuous stream of highly visible miracle healings, etc. One thing to notice in the above examples is that the case, scale, and dramatic scope of events became less with the passage of time and has continued to become less to the present age. Why is this? The level of relationship of the believers with Yah, of those closest to Yah, has declined continuously over this period. The level of anointing of the most anointed believers on earth has declined substantially. The level of authority of the most senior members of Yah's family on earth has also declined in proportion to the above. The number of highly anointed ones has declined. The level of prayer and the nature of prayer has declined. Satan's forces on earth have become much more knowledgeable in direct proportion to the extent to which those who believe have become increasingly ignorant of the matters of Yah and deviated from truth. Satan's forces on earth have become proportionately more powerful and numerous in proportion to the degradation in power and number of the believers. Almost the entire Christian religion, the entire Muslim religion, the entire Jewish religion, etc., are in fact the wrong names, wrong Sabbaths, etc., etc. Issues that have been discussed previously on these broadcasts. So we've reached a point where for anything really visibly dramatic to happen on Yah's behalf on earth today, there needs to be a large group of believers in perfect harmony and agreement, and at present it's a challenge to get even two who are anointed and committed to agree, let alone pray in harmony. Yah is massively hampered by the weakness and lackluster conduct of those of us who claim at some level to have a relationship with him. Added to which, if he did want to do something, most would argue that it was not in the Bible and therefore would not listen to him. Have you ever wondered what Noah did without the Bible? What did Abram do without the Bible? What did Moses do without the Bible? They didn't have anything that we know of written. They just had a relationship with Yah. And Yeshua had to make do without the whole of the New Testament. There was no biblical precedent in these cases. Therefore, according to most believers today, It could not have been Yah who brought the flood. In fact, Noah would probably be kicked out of just about every church, mosque, synagogue, temple on the planet today if he came warning of coming judgment. It's so important to understand this, is this certainly amongst Christians, there's this mistaken belief that somehow we are better, more anointed, more powerful than they were 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 years ago. It's not true, folks. Mankind has been on a steady decline all the time. There have been upticks. So there was an uptick with Noah. There was an uptick with Abram. There was an uptick with Moshe. There was an uptick with Elijah. There was an uptick with Yeshua, a big uptick. But every time we've sunk lower than we were before, to the point where the current generation is the most apostate, most apathetic, most unbelieving generation that has ever lived on earth, including before the flood. There's of the order of 1 million people who are true believers at some level, and most of them have hardly any relationship with Father. If you are actively seeking a relationship with Father, and I sincerely pray that if you have been listening to these broadcasts for any length of time, that you are sincerely seeking a deep relationship with Father. You are one of a very, very small number of people who truly are making an effort to serve Him. And I encourage you to press in and to get closer. He needs you. He wants you to be close to Him. He wants friends. He created all of this to have friends, and He hardly has any friends. He's left with a mishmash of people who at some vague level have some vague relationship with Him. And then there's a whole bunch of people who think they have a relationship with Him and don't. Think they understand Him and don't, because they rely on a book instead of a relationship. Folks, it's dire. It's really, really not good. So we can say the same of Abram, Moses, Moshe, Elijah, Yeshua. They would all be kicked out of the modern religious assemblies for failing to submit to the pastor, the priest, the imam, the rabbi, and teaching doctrines that were not in the Bible, the Quran, the Torah, etc. of their time. In fact, that is basically why Yeshua was executed. He was doing things that were contrary to the teachings of the scribes and the Pharisees. In other words, the pastor and the church council. If you've not been kicked out of a church recently, or a mosque, or a synagogue, or temple, whatever, you need to ask yourself what you're doing to cozy up for the devil, because the fact of the matter is that the devil is in control of the church, of the mosque, of the synagogue, of the temple. Are you doing something to upset the evil one? If you're not, you're going to get such a shock when you die. So the bottom line, for Satan to be sent to the pit, somebody had to do something that was not set out in the Bible. If it was set out in the Bible in detail, Satan would have prevented it from happening. But it happened quietly and without fanfare. See the article Satan to the Pit 2003 on the website. Likewise, Yeshua will not return in response to wide publicity as keeps happening at present. He said He would come as a thief in the night, not appearing to people all over the place, telling them He's coming soon and is going to take them away from all the suffering, etc. What are you going to do differently going forward in order to challenge the status quo, Satan and the religious assembly, and make a difference on earth for Yah? Try praying the important prayers that follow and other prayers that will follow that. Please think about this and pray about us. It is vital to understand this if you are to overcome in this age and to make a difference in your service with Yah. There's so much wrong thinking about the Bible, folks. The Bible's a useful history book. These things that we call prophecies are instructions to the prophets. The fact that quite a lot of them come about is because anointed believers read those passages and pray them into existence. That's what happened in my case with Satan to the pit. Father spoke to me, showed me revelation, instructed me what needed to happen based on Revelation 20, elaborated it with a whole lot of detail that's not in the Bible, and took me through a cleansing process that lasted for 3 years to get to a place where I was free of sin and had the authority to have Satan bound and brought before the court of heaven, to read out the charges to the court of heaven, and on conviction to seek a sentence of 1,000 years in the pit, and then to command Michael and Gabriel to take Satan and cast him into the pit as per Revelation 20, Revelation 20, I think it's verse 3. But nobody knows it happened. I was just at home with my wife worshiping, and the Spirit came on me, and I did what had to be done. And the only people who know about it are the people who've read about it on my website or from talking to me. Maybe in a generation's time, if things don't go completely pear-shaped, it'll be more widely recognized. It's just a very different world to the world that us believers believe we're in. So let's get on to prayers, and we'll start with what I regard as the most important prayers, and I'll start with judgment. In my opinion, if you are to faithfully serve Father to the end, the following are the most important prayers that should be prayed regularly. The single most important prayer that one could pray, and the one prayer I would choose if I was limited to praying only one prayer for the rest of my life, is, Father, judge me severely and correct me harshly, that I may serve you more perfectly. I firmly believe that if you are sensitive to the resulting leading and have emunah, faith, that Yah will not test you beyond what you can endure, and you will learn much from this prayer and stay on track with Father no matter what happens. Anytime something goes wrong, get on your knees before Father and ask him what you did wrong. Judgment can be an accident, illness, lost business, anything that causes you loss or suffering that may point to judgment. Note that if you're walking free of sin and error, you will not experience illness, loss, etc. See the article on the website, What is Required to Live Above Sin. Father, judge me severely and correct me harshly, and I may serve you more perfectly. I encourage you to pray that regularly. And then watch out for what happens. Only pray this if you're sincere and willing to make the adjustments that you find yourself needing to make. One must be sensitive to the leading of the Spirit of the Almighty and be obedient to his leading. This may seem like an alarming prayer, but provided it is prefaced by reference to Father's chesed and chen, love, loving kindness, mercy, and grace, he will moderate his judgments within your capacity to cope with them. Remember, he's your Father. He loves you. He wants the best for you. Praying for his judgment is the safest thing you can do. Trust him totally. So at the one end, you can not ask for his judgment. Or if you want to back away from that, you can try and judge yourself, which is likely to be a mess. Or you can just blunder on, not asking for judgment, not judging yourself, and just thinking you're doing the right thing. In which case, I'm sorry to tell you, you're going to find a really unhappy situation when you come before the judgment seat at the end of your life. Remember, if you're not judged in this life, you will be judged on the day of your judgment. Rather be judged now while there is still time to course correct, rather than end up in hell for a season. Be sensitive to things happening and then seek him to know why you've been judged and how to correct. Judgments can be very small or they can be major, such as a motor car accident or near accident. No matter what it is, if something goes wrong and you've prayed for judgment, get on your knees and ask Him to show you what you've done wrong. Repent, course correct, and then backtrack. Get back on track. If you will do this on a consistent basis, you will find that after a few years, the way you're living your life has changed drastically. Note that this does not release you from the responsibility to chart the course of your life with regard to relationships, business, work, and ministry. I stress, you are not a glove puppet. Read the article on that topic. So, what does judgment look like? One occasion, I was driving around a bit of a winding road, and in a couple of the bends, I swung out onto the wrong side of the road, beyond anything that I would typically drive. I'm a fairly cautious driver, and I sort of corrected myself, and then I did it again. And I said, "Father, what's going on there?" He said, "You're cutting corners in your life, in your walk with me." So I got it, and I course corrected. Another example, I did something that was quite serious. I didn't realize at the time that it was sin, but it, I discovered that it was. And I was, in fact, it was pride in the one instance. I was eating a sausage, and there was a little stone in the sausage, and one facet of one of my tooth fractured off. And it was the weekend, and it's difficult to get emergency dental treatment in the UK over the weekend. And my tongue got lacerated. I was in absolute agony for a couple of days because I'd allowed pride in. Another occasion, I had a tooth completely rupture, split down the middle, where I'd done something that I thought was acceptable and it wasn't. So you learn a lot from asking to be judged. As long as you're sensitive enough to realize that it is a judgment, like the example of me cutting corners on the road, realizing that there was something going on there that didn't look right. It's a big thing, folks. It's a big way of getting on track. Then deception. After judgment, the next prayer I would choose to pray would be, "Show me the level of my present deception and how to correct it. Be prepared for much and possibly most of what you believe to be turned on its head. If you're really serious about seeking truth, lead me into all truth by your Spirit. Go on 7 3-day fasts at intervals of 7 days and constantly petition Yah to lead you into truth and correct your error. You're likely to experience dramatic changes. See the webpage, Seek Truth, Not Error." First time I did a number of 3-day fasts, water only, I just started to get revelation after revelation after revelation. It was just amazing. If you've never fasted and prayed for truth, for revelation, I suggest you do so immediately. I think you will be surprised at what happens. Certainly my experience is you will be surprised at what happens. There is so much deception in the world, folks. So much deception in the church, the mosque, the synagogue, wherever. If you really want to get close to Father, you've got to get free of those lies. You've got to get free of those errors. That's what He wants from you. That's what's necessary for you to get close to Him. I encourage you to go on a series of at least 7 3-day fasts at weekly intervals, or go on a 21-day full fast, water only, or just eating soup, or just eating vegetables. Whatever you feel impressed to do, but just do it. And let's talk about qualifying to become a friend of Yah. The highest rank in heaven is as a friend of Yah. There have been only a limited number of such people in history. This is available to every believer. This is what we were created for. Pray, Father, I ask you to help me to become your friend. Father, James Robertson says, I can become your friend. I desire to become your friend. I choose to do whatever it takes to become your friend. Pour out your Spirit on me. Take me by the hand and lead me. Guide me. Bring the people who can help me to become your friend into my life. Take the people who will get in the way of me becoming your friend out of your life. Open the doors that will lead me to become your friend, and close the doors that will take me away from being your friend. Show me what to read and not to read, what to watch, what not to watch, what to listen to, what not to listen to. Just take control of my life, Father, and help me to become your friend. Now, you need to understand, when I say take control, he's not going to put his hand on you like a glove puppet and just steer you. Then you wouldn't be his friend. I mean, you'd be his glove puppet. But seek him for guidance and do whatever he shows you to do, whatever he tells you to do. Get on your knees, pray. The article on the website, Seven Components of Drawing Close, he's got a whole lot of guidance on things to do, and fasting and cleansing rituals, etc., etc. Do all of those things. Do the spiritual audit. Clear up. Repent. Get rid of your sins. That's what's necessary to become a friend of Yah. Make a real effort. The rewards are huge in the life to come. Then prayers about drawing close to Father. Father, in the name of Yeshua, help me to know you more nearly and see you more clearly day by day. Help me to bring you joy every day. Let me know your peace that passes all understanding. Let your joy be my strength. Let your love be shed abroad in my heart. Let me know your heart. This one about knowing Yah's heart is a big one. If you pray that, be prepared to feel Yah's anger, his grief, his joy, his sadness, etc. I've seen him weep with joy and with hurt. This is not a prayer to pray lightly. Once you've prayed this, expect there to be major constraints on the type of movies and TV programs and live theater programs you can watch, what you can read, people you can associate with, etc. As you draw closer to Yah, pray for him to touch you and fill you with his Spirit more and more. Father, I ask you to pour out your Spirit upon me and fill me with your Spirit. I ask you to anoint me for the work you've called me to do. Coming back to the piece about Yah's heart. Early on, I had the experience, somebody took me to a musical show, very highly respected, widely acclaimed. And I just had a certain situation with regard to a woman who was betrayed by her lover. And I just felt so angry. I felt Yah's heart. He was so angry. On another occasion, I felt his pain. He was in tears because of what somebody did, refused to do, to get rid of a yahoo.com email address, somebody who was close to him. Another occasion, I felt his joy with another person who got rid of the yahoo.com website. It's a big thing. But if you really want to be his friend, you need to pray that, Father, let me know your heart regularly. Then some daily prayers, what we typically pray on a daily basis. Commend them for your consideration. Father, we come to you and thank you for this day. We thank you for your chesed and your chen, your love, your loving kindness, your mercy, your grace, your favor. We ask for wisdom and understanding and favor in all that we do. Help us to draw closer to you. Help us to know your will and to do it. Help us to hear your voice and be obedient. Teach me to quieten my spirit so I can hear your still small voice. Help us to qualify to sit on high thrones with Yeshua for eternity. We thank you that you supply all our needs according to your riches and glory by the anointing that was upon Yeshua. We thank you that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond all that we can ask or imagine. And whatever else comes to mind, folks, just because James Robertson says this is a recommended prayer doesn't mean that you have to pray all the prayers that I advocate, although I think there's some good reasons why you could do that. And it doesn't mean that you can't pray anything else. Father wants a personal relationship with you. He wants you to pray as you feel appropriate for your particular situation at any moment in time. Pray as you feel led. As you get more and more filled with His Spirit, He will inspire you to pray what you need to pray in any particular set of circumstances. What I'm setting out here is a set of suggestions of things that I pray pretty much daily on a routine basis, many of them at any rate, and that I think are useful to pray. But there's much more. Continue. We thank you that you're our healer, our provider, our savior, our deliverer, our counselor, our comforter, and our friend. We thank you that your messengers, in other words, angels, encamp around us to protect us, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, that every tongue that rises against us in unrighteous judgment will be refuted. We ask you to lead us into all truth by your Spirit. Show us the level of our present deception. I ask you to judge me severely and correct me harshly, that I may serve you more perfectly, and so on. I want to make a point. We thank you that you are our healer, our provider, our savior, our deliverer, our counselor, our comforter, and our friend. Father is friendly. He wants to be your friend. He will be your friend if you give him half a chance. The challenge is not for him to be your friend. That's relatively easy. The challenge is for you to become his friend. The challenge is for you to get to a place where you know him intimately, where you know his will and you pray his will on earth. I've been used on a few occasions to change things in the political dispensation in the country that I live in and in other countries. And each time Father has asked me to pray something, it has been pretty much contrary to what a lot of people were thinking and a lot of people were probably praying. Because he said those situations, if those people won those elections, would cause people to turn to him. And I believe that they did. Continuing, we ask you to bless us indeed. Enlarge our territory in relationship with you, in knowledge of you and your ways and your will and your kingdom, in the anointing of your Spirit, in humility, in emunah, faith, in harmony, in health, and in finances. Help us to wear your full armor, the belt of truth, the sure-footed shoes of the good news of peace, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of emunah, faith, to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one, the mantle of humility. Help us to wield your commandments as a sharp two-edged sword, dividing between truth and error and tearing down principalities, powers, thrones, and dominions. Help us to pray in the Spirit at all times without ceasing. Those are two sets of prayers which are really, really important that you should be praying. Well, I pray them every day, pretty much, just about every day. I encourage you to pray those prayers and pretty much all the prayers that I'm sharing with you. And I say again, don't get stuck on the prayers that James Robertson suggests. I just happen to think they're a very useful set of prayers, and I think that they've served me pretty well for many years now. Pray what you are impressed to pray about your life, your situation, your country, your children, your family, your parents, your business, your work, your employer, whatever. Pray as you feel impressed to pray. However, also pray these prayers, which are about just managing the spiritual dispensation in which you are operating. Note that pray in the Spirit at all times without ceasing is not a figure of speech. It's a real possibility. Ask Father to teach you. Please teach my Spirit to pray at all times without ceasing. So what that looks like is you're conscious, you're going about your daily business, and your Spirit is continually praying in tongues, praying in the Spirit, praying to Father, regarding the sword of the Spirit, which is the commandments or the words of Yah, not the Bible. Father, help me to keep the commandments. 1. Yah, the eternally self-existing, is one mighty one. You shall have no other mighty ones before him. That includes, do not worship Yeshua. Yeshua is not Yah. Yeshua is not God. Yeshua is not part of the Trinity. There is no such thing as the Trinity. All of those things are blasphemous, and they're going to bring you into judgment if you don't correct them before you die. Make no graven images, includes the Bible and the cross. Folks, the Bible is a useful reference book. It is not the Word of God or anything like it. Read the article on the website. Can you prove the Bible is the Word of God, the Holy Word of God? And the cross, Yeshua died on a stake, it's the length of tree trunk, not a cross. The cross is a pagan, demonic, satanic, pornographic symbol. Do not take the name of Yah, the eternally self-existing, in vain. That includes not saying Yah for yes, and not having a yahoo.com email address. Folks, that may seem a light thing to you. I've seen Father in tears over a committed believer who refused to get rid of her yahoo.com email address. And I've seen him, that was tears of grief, and I felt his pain, and I've seen him in tears of joy, and I felt his joy of a believer who got rid of his yahoo.com website. Commandment 4, remember the Sabbath day and keep it set apart, holy. Includes the other days set by Yah, Pesach, Passover, Shavuot, Pentecost, Yom Teruah, Trumpets, Yom Kippur, Atonement, Sukkot, Tabernacles, the first and last days of Tabernacles. 5, honor your father and your mother, includes not shipping them off to an old age home. They should grow old in the bosom of their family. Commandment 6, do not commit murder. That includes no cursing, no abortion, and abolition of the death, and not supporting the abolition of the death penalty. Note that intrauterine devices and other contraceptives that prevent implantation of a fertilized egg in a woman is also murder. So if you've ever made love, if you're a man and you've ever made love to a woman with an IUD, or you're a woman and you have an IUD, you're a murderer. You need to repent, get that thing out, and ask Father to forgive you. There are a number of medications as well which are abortive. Be very careful about what you take for contraception. There's plenty of safe contraceptives available. Just be careful. 7, do not commit adultery. Includes not looking at a woman and lusting, or vice versa. Do not steal. Includes taking tithes while teaching lies. Fraud, anything that takes money by or possessions by false pretenses. Do not bear false witness, includes teaching lies as Yah's doctrine. And 10, do not covet or lust. So folks, some big things there. We'll carry on with this next week. And let me wrap up. I want to ask you what the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator is today. I want to ask you to critically examine where you are relative to Him today. Do you talk to Him constantly throughout the day and allow Him to lead you in every possible way? Are you conscious of Him at all times? Do you worship Him at every opportunity? Do you count Him your friend? Have you clearly and unambiguously heard Him call you friend? If not, you're failing in your life purpose, and you will be bitterly disappointed when you die. I can't stress this enough. This entire universe, the solar system, planet Earth, the plants, the animals, the human beings, all exist for one reason only: to be friends of the Almighty. He was lonely. He decided to create an intelligent being with the ability to choose the ability to engage in rational thought, the ability to reason. And he went to a huge amount of trouble creating this entire universe and then multiple solar systems until he got the planet just right. And then once he got the planet just right, creating more and more sophisticated plants and then more and more sophisticated animals as he learned how the creative process worked. Remember, he hadn't done this before. And eventually on planet Earth, he got a result that he was pleased with, and that's where we came from. And we're here to be his friends, folks. If you're not making a serious effort to be his friend, you're wasting your life. On the website, some web pages worth looking at, video, Why Seek Relationship, Miracle of Yeshua's Death, The Creator Desires a Deep Personal Relationship with You, Seven Components in Drawing Close to the Creator, Recommended Worship, The Creator's Name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing, The Essence of My Message to Christians, also articles for Jews, Muslims, other faiths, and unbelievers, all available at www.endtimeissueministries.org. That's endtimeissueministries.org. Transcript of nearly all of the teachings in this series are available on the website at the bottom on the radio page. Recordings of nearly all of the teachings broadcast so far are available on the radio page, and they're all available at relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show and then podcasts, or search on Google for, quote, Relationship with Creator Radio. Books constituting a compilation of most writings published since 1998 till May 2019 are available near the bottom of the menu at the compilations of most writings page. These are formatted PDFs with separate cover images that you can print out and get bound. I publish regular email articles. Email me on james@endtimeissueministries.org. That's james@endtimeissueministries.org. to be added to the list or to seek counsel or prayer or give me feedback. Visit the website and use the Google search, the article keyword cloud, the table of contents, and the article search to locate the information you're looking for. Those are all along the top of the menu on the website. Google search is particularly powerful as Google functionality on the website. In closing, thank you for listening. Please send me your questions to james@endtimeissueministries.org. Please email me to join the mailing list at james@endtimeissueministries.org. If you decide to draw close to the Almighty, please let me know and I can connect with you by Skype, Zoom, email, or telephone so that I can help you with your journey. I hope to connect with you again next week when I will continue to explore how to become a friend of the Creator. Work with me to make a way for Yeshua to return in victory at the end of the millennium, make his enemies his footstool. There's a web page that speaks about that. Folks, it doesn't matter your race, your creed, your religion. It doesn't matter if you're Jewish or Muslim or Christian or Baha'i or Buddhist or Yogi or whatever. Father wants you to become his friend. Doesn't matter if you're rich or poor, tall or short, thin or fat, educated or uneducated. Father wants you to become his friend. It doesn't matter if you're an African, an Asian, a European, a Caucasian. Father wants you to become his friend. It doesn't matter if you've got black hair and brown eyes or blue eyes and blonde hair or anything else. Father's not worried about that. He wants you to become his friend. I want to stress to you that none of your excuses are valid. Father Yah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, wants you to become his friend. So just do it, please. He loves you. He wants you. Good night. Father, I